CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HDX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. All right, I didn't know if Duncan was going to come in there, or Ben, not Duncan, Ben was going to come in and announce the upstate radio relay. It will be held April the 20th, which is this Saturday, at Riverbend Equestrian Center, located at 175 Riverbend Road, Greenville, South Carolina. And there will be yard sale, like the Ham Fest. So there'll be other activities going on. I direct you to the website to go read about it, check it out, and love to see everybody out there this Saturday, and look forward to meeting some new faces and catching up with some old faces that I've met since I got in the hobby. So looking forward to that. And if you have, somebody will be around to answer those, or we'll get you the answers the best we can. With that, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And tonight we have an EchoLink station up, so I'm going to go ahead and get our EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
I'm beginning to wonder if you had stepped away for a minute, but appreciate you coming in here, and I got you down for some rag juice, so I'll be back around here shortly. Go ahead and recognize our pre-net check-ins for that. And first on the list tonight is Mr. Fred, W4FCM. He brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and may the home down and travelers rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, from Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Don, KG4BFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we've got Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, from Malden. Next on our list is N4JRB, that's James and Greer. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, from Ponte Gorda, Florida. Next on our list is Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, and they make their home in Asheville. Next, we'd like to welcome James, KD4HEY, from Piedmont. Next on there is Landon, KG4WNP, out of Blowing Rock. I think that's right, but I'll double check it. And then we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, from Anderson. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. So tonight being Monday night, we will start our RF check-ins with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
Uniform, November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Uniform, November. Nelson, Stingray, Rose Run, Spartan, negative the name.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I'll be negative negative tonight, Patrick. Good to hear you.
I would like to welcome Mr. Nelson, KO4GUN, and he is mobile down there from Greenville to Spartanburg. And Nelson, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN over in Candler. Harry, good to hear you. I was beginning to wonder if you were going to come in later, but thanks for stopping by and checking in with me tonight. I hope you and the missus have a great week. And we will try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, KN4. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. Thank you for calling the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, and she brings along Mark, her husband, Mark. W2MJB, and they make their home down in Simpsonville. And Wendy, good to hear you. Haven't heard you on here in a while. So thank you for stopping by. Do appreciate that and hope everything's been going good for you and Mark. With that, we've got another Echo Link station up, so we're going to pause here and let our Echo Link station get in here. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello again, Patrick. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papaqua Bake Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Patrick, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. KA4PQA.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the first pass, and we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Gray Court. Just check me in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the airport.
X. For a while there, it's Sunday night again. Thank you for calling the net. And I know y'all were sort of at control, I think, on Monday, so I know you're going to do it double duty, some of you. So thank you so much for staying with it. And just to see it, W4IOE in Fletcher, North Carolina. Nothing to really report. Just heard from Thunder a little while ago, but seemed like it's sitting down. That's about it from here, Patrick. You and Miss Elise have a good evening. Thank you again for calling me.
All right, let's welcome this group in here. First on that list is Mr. James, KK4JFO, out of Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, KI4KCX, out of Great Court. And Jerry, you're sounding good coming up out of Great Court. And thank you for stopping by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. Over there in Fletcher. And Sid, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful week. And yes, some of us are having to pull double duty out here, but we don't mind at all. It's a joy to call the net. So thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Well, you know, it's a joy for us to have you call the net. Thank you for being there. This is KK4JBQ. Larry, And also, I'd like to check in my wife, Donna, KC4 MFK, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit, and I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Right, let's welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home down in Greer, and Larry, I got you down for comments later, so I'll be back around after I get done with roll call and get Mr. John have his turn on the stump. And with that, we've got another EchoLink station up, so we'll let them try to get in here. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. All right, maybe they're just listening for now, and we'll try again here in a little bit. With that, we'll move on up to Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
Raina, can you give me your daughter's, Michelle's, call one more time, please, ma'am?
No problem. That's KO4HKX. I'm sorry. KO4, you know, K, what is it? KO4HKX, ma'am. Sorry. I'm trying to read my note here.
Miss Lorena, I got it. I got it. It's KM4MOQ. Finally could remember it. Thank you for trying and sorry about that. We'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena, good to hear you tonight, and I do apologize for messing up your calls there. I was just drawing a blank. Took me a minute, but thank you for being patient with me. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa, please call KO4HKX. All right, we'll try our EchoLink station one more time. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. Now, maybe they're just listening tonight. And we'll move on up to Quebec du Tango. Quebec du Tango. Quebec du Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. That's Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out tonight.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Was here, and I believe it was Nick. Can you give me your call sign one more time, just a little bit slow, please, sir?
Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, down there in Pendleton. Nick, just trying to get you put in the system. That's the first time you've checked in with me, so it takes just a minute. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by, sir, and checking in with me. And I hope you had a wonderful day. And we'll try one more time. Quebec du Tango, Quebec du Tango. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll move on up to Uniform du Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll...
KX. Please check in Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa. K3WPP, Howard in Piedmont. Be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in southern Greenville County. Tommy, you had a really good signal in here tonight, but appreciate you stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Howard, KA3WPP, down there in Piedmont. Howard, I think that's the first time I've checked you in, but thank you for stopping by, sir, and glad to have you tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Moving on up to the patient group tonight, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 CU, and everybody on the net.
In the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley. I'll be around. No traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, all on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW. And that's Mr. Dave down there in Greer. Dave, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by. And I hope Miss Maggie is feeling better today. And then we'd like to welcome another Dave, KB2BYQ, over in Easley. Dave, good to hear you tonight also. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net control manager, KI4 Wednesday night net control operator, KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And Gary, I got you down for comments later. Be back around to you shortly. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring. I think I'll stick around for a comment tonight.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Colin, W4CWF. Down there in Mill Springs, or over there in Mill Springs for me. Colin, good to hear you, and I got you down for some RACQ here after I get through the roll call and everyone else on the net, or on the RACQ. So with that, we will try one more time, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the first pass, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in KF4NXY David and my wife Marie, AF4SX. We're down here in southern Greenville County, Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
Go forward.
Let me stop right here. Danny, I'm pretty sure that was you, but you're not holding the repeater, so I'll give you a second to move around and maybe find your ex again. While I check David and Miss Marie in. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4 K4SX, and they make their home down there in southern Greenville. David, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Marie had a wonderful day. And thank you for stopping by. And then we'll try one more time and see if that station can get in here. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu, Joe in Reedville, negative and negative.
4HKX. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4HKX, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right, let's check this group in here, and first there is KZ4DZ, that's Mr. Joseph down there in Woodruff. Joseph, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. Gene, good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, KQ4OAS, down in Piedmont. And Robert, thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate everybody that checks in with me. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX.
Hey, Patrick. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. Please check in at 4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville and I'm negative and negative. Thank you.
And let me make sure I got your call sign right because it didn't come up with the right name or it's got the wrong address one. KE6KEN.
Patrick, and that's Ken in Greenville. Thank you.
I'll fix it on my end. It's probably my mistake, but thank you for that. And we'd like to also welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down there. Assume you're working tonight, mobile on 85. About this time. So, Shane, good to hear you tonight. And, all right. Can anybody relay that station in for me? KO4HKX. All right, we'll try. Can you try that one more time and let's see if we can get you in this time?
To Quebec 4 November Hotel Bravo, Danny and Greenville. Be negative and negative.
And I was pretty sure it was you, but it wasn't holding a repeater, but just a click of your voice there. So we'd like for NHB down there in Greenville. And Danny, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for hanging in there with me and being persistent. I do appreciate that.
It's time to get it right.
Make my fair share of mistakes. So that's what we're here for, is to practice and learn. So glad I could help. And thank you again for being here. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. HKX. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Papa, Yankee, Delta. That's KQ4PYD. This is David in Greer.
I'd like to welcome Mr. David, KQ4PYD, down there in Greer. And David, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. You made number 50 on my log tonight, so I do appreciate that. You'll have to check with Mr. Gary on Wednesday night to see what the door prize was. Try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Or HKX. KX, please check in KQ4AKE, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Kilo Echo, Wayne in Simpsonville, just listening tonight, thank you.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Wayne, KQ4AKE, down there in Simpsonville. Wayne, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. And we'll, as long as I can get them, we'll keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That long pause, listen, we've got everybody. And we'll move along to the rag chute. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chute portion of the net with periodic stops for between rag chutes. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. Evening, my brother. Let me jump over here to the what's happening in the with the sun real quick. The sun's throwing a whole lot of happiness our way. And over the next 3 days, we have a 45% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout. And it's actually going to be noisy on the in the daytime on the radio for most of the week. And if you'd like to know more about what the sun's doing, please go to my QRZ page, KN4RJN, and hit the link for Space Weather Woman, and you can watch her little podcast, and she can tell you everything that's going on and what's happening with the sun and what's happening there. But, yeah, it's going to be, in the daytime, you're going to experience a little bit more noise than usual because of what the sun's doing. Meteor showers. Our next meteor shower for this month is the Lyrids, and it will peak on April 22nd. It will start, and that's in the wee hours of April 22nd. If you go out on the 21st, which is, what, Sunday? And there will be a full moon, but after midnight it will start moving over to the western sky. If you look to the north, east, and in the northwest, and you might be able to catch a few radio. The closer you get to the moon going down, and it's a full moon, so remember the moon, full moon comes up when the sun goes down and goes down when the sun comes up. So a few hours before dawn you might be able to catch more. But look to the northeast and northwest, or northeast and yeah, what I just said. I'm confusing myself. But look east and scan it southeast, northeast. The zenith hourly rate on that is about 18 meteors per hour. The moon's going to wash out some of the lighter ones, but they are fairly bright and they are of medium speed, so they actually stay in the sky a little bit longer. So get a chance to do that. Other than that, right now, if you walk out, if you have clear skies, Orion is getting ready to set. So you can still catch him. The winter football is just about gone. Come on, computer. Do your thing. The moon is... We are at the first quarter moon, so the moon is fairly high in the sky right now. It's about half illuminated. You don't need binoculars or a telescope to see that, so be sure and do that. Let me get back over here and break for just a moment before the repeater gets me. For RJN. Hope you all enjoyed the solar eclipse. If you want to know when the next one is, that will go through the United States, mark your calendars. It'll be August 23rd, 2044, 20 years from now. And it will pass through Montana, North, and South Dakota. So make your plans. The next actual total solar eclipse in the world is next in 2 years, 2026. Will go through Greenland, Iceland, and portions of Spain. So if you're planning a trip to Europe anytime soon, or Greenland or Iceland, there will be a total eclipse in, I believe it's in August. I'm planning a trip over there, as a matter of fact, probably going to Ireland. It will be not total there, but it will be close to that. And there is a solar eclipse. There's, you know, every year. In fact, there's more than one every year, but it's all over different places, so... The average time between the next time it'll be in South Carolina will be anywhere from 100 to 1,000 years from now. So if you want to see another one, either head to Europe in a couple of years or wait 20 years and go up to Montana. Other than that, sir, I'll turn it back to you. This is KN4RJN.
KO4HGET. Well, John, thank you for bringing that report. And I will say this. Anybody that has not been to John's QRZ page, it is definitely informative. I found it very interesting when I went. That just blew my mind at how much garbage we have put into space. And they're tracking every piece of it. So that was, just go take a look at that, and I promise you, you will be surprised.
This is KN4RJN. No, they're only tracking the big pieces, the little bitty tiny nuts and bolts that are floating around up there. They can't track those, but anything that's, you know, bigger than a bread box, they can track. But the little pieces of shrapnel and nuts and bolts and screws and Lord knows what else floating around up there, they're not actually tracking that. So what you're seeing on that particular graphic, that's only part of it. Just keep that in mind. KN4RJN.
Thank you for the correction. I just, like I said, I can't believe how much stuff that we have just put up there and left and not done something with it. I don't know how they get out of the atmosphere without hitting something. It's got to be an amazing trip just to do that.
This is KN4RJN. Well, amazingly enough, there's a whole lot of space between those things, and even though it looks like the Earth is, you know, almost impenetrable from the outside through all that happiness, there is quite a bit of separation, and everything that's in a particular orbit is going at the same speed, not necessarily in the same direction, but at the same speed. It's when you start changing orbits, when as you go higher or lower, that you start worrying about. Once you get into a stable orbit, everything that's in the orbit with you is traveling at the same speed. So it's the things that are slowing down and or speeding up that are your problem. So that eliminates a lot of things. But yeah, it's, you look at that graphic and you think, oh my God, how do they even get to the space station? But they managed to do it. What can I say? This is KN4RJN.
Well, that's just like the meteors that fall to the Earth and stuff like that. They got to be bringing some of that stuff with them, coming through there at some point in time, with as much of it was up there. I'm still in awe of that.
Control.
Something that wouldn't smack into some of that stuff, but... And maybe they do, I don't know, but chances are if they hit something, they just blast it into a few smaller pieces, and then you just have more stuff. So it's like, you know, somebody once suggested, you know, that we shoot that stuff down. I thought, well, you hit it with a missile or a rocket, and you're just going to blast it into a million pieces, and now instead of one piece of junk, you got a million pieces of smaller junk. So that's not the answer either. So I don't know. They managed for the most part to navigate. But what was the movie with Sandra Bullock and oh God, I can't think of his name. They were on the on the space station or the shuttle or something, and some junk came through and Gravity. That was the name of the movie, Gravity. If you haven't seen that movie, you ought to watch that. KN4RJN.
Paul is right here, John, and there was a station trying to check in, I believe, right as you keyed up. So let me pause here for just a moment. Take check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, maybe he's having difficulty or he'll come back around here in a minute. But, John, I remember that movie, but it's been a long time since I've seen that movie. I may have to go watch it again. Just out of curiosity now. But anything else tonight on your mind?
This is KN4RJN. George Clooney, that's who I was trying to think of. Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. And the movie was Gravity, yeah. And the space, whatever it is they were working on. I think they were in the shuttle, but anyway, a bunch of space junk came in. They saw it coming, and it's coming at, you know, the speed of a bullet or better, and just, you know, wreaked havoc. And that happens every once in a while, but amazingly enough, it doesn't happen as often as it looks like it should when you look at that graphic. But yeah, yeah, go back and watch that movie. In any event, I'll get out of the way. I know there's other people who want to chat with you, sir. So you have a good evening, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
4HKX and the two meter Blue Ridge, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Oh, I can't talk. John, thank you for bringing the meteor reports and the solar reports, and just hanging out with us for a few minutes. I do appreciate it. And look forward to doing it again. But with that, I'll try one more time and see if we got any check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Jeff, I'm making it in. Pretty rough copy down here. But if you can hear me and understand me, this is, please check in KJ4UAU. That's Kilo Julia 4. Uniform Alpha Uniform. My name is Arthur. I am in Greenwood, and I'll be short time.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Arthur, KJ4UAU, down there in Greenwood. And Arthur, you were making it in. You had a little bit of white noise with you, but you're making it in plenty readable. So thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that, and glad to have you in the log tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Right, we're going to move on up to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, KK4JBQ here. Well, I always enjoy John and his space weather reports and sky reports, too. That's a lot of fun to listen to. And it wasn't that long ago, I think the topic of that movie, Gravity, was spoken of on the net. And I went and I don't know if I had seen that before. I think I would have remembered it, but that was an exciting movie. And the acting was superb, of course, with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. They were awfully good in their roles, as usual. It must have been difficult to simulate some of the scenes. I know it wasn't shot in space. I mean, I doubt that. But it was awfully convincing. And, a thriller, too, because when that rain of space junk was headed toward them, it took a lot of the vehicle they were in took a real beating, and there was some real thought put into how could they avoid the next wave of what they could predict coming as a shower. I've been in a hailstorm, and the hailstones were as big as your fist, and you were looking for shelter anywhere you could find it, because those things hurt when they hit you when they're that big. But this is different, you know. You're not in your environment, if you will, and I think part of the intrigue, part of the excitement was the loss of oxygen for one of them. A little surreal at times. But thank you, John. Thank you for all that you bring to us. And, well, I look forward to it. KK4JBQ.
I remember the movie, but I don't remember anything about it. So I don't know if I watched it or just seen clips of it. But I pulled it up here on the computer, so I'm going to have to go watch it. It's got my interest up now. So I definitely have to go check that out.
Hope this is not a comment on aging, which I am doing, rapidly. But I enjoy watching movies, especially, or even a series, a television series, if the dialogue is good, if the repartee, as they say, is back and forth and makes sense and is witty and stuff like that. And this was certainly that way. Good dialogue, well written, lots of suspense. So I don't mind watching it a second time. I get as much out of it the second time around because I get stuff that I missed the first time, if that makes any sense. I have watched some movies many times. I don't want to say how many times. It's embarrassing. But there's I'm trying to think. I have a DVD that I know I've watched four or five times because I just it's about the King Arthur tale, and it was just so well done. Having to do with Camelot, let's see. This may not have anything to do with Camelot, but it was another play that I've seen several times on stage, Brigadoon. It's sort of in that same period, maybe. And it's been so long since I've seen Brigadoon that I would kind of enjoy catching up on that. So it's fun getting old. You can watch something you've already seen and see it again for the first time. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I don't consider myself old by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm definitely having some of those moments. So I know I've seen it before, and I might remember bits and pieces of it as I watch it, but I don't remember the whole storyline of it. And I've never been one of those to recall that stuff. You know, my wife, she watches a movie and she's got it for years, that the details of it. I've never been that person. So I enjoy watching them two or three times myself.
Same here. I can sense it most in the dialogue. Now, if I have seen something before, I know what connects in the dialogue in particular. I know how the conversation connects and sort of what's coming, but not exactly how it plays out. And that kind of stuff is just, since I was a kid, I loved to read. Back then, I loved to read good books with great dialogue between characters. When you read, it's not, okay, for example, you're reading dialogue between a man and a woman, and you read with the voices in your head, if you know what I'm saying. But the voices in your head are the same voice. It's your voice, of course. Well, maybe not, of course. I'll have to ask, when you read, and you read a woman's dialogue, do you hear a female voice in your head? I'm just curious.
We're HKX. Well, I don't do a lot of reading of novels and things like that, more technical stuff, so there's not a much difference between men and women. It's just technical jargon. I never have been one to read, just sit down and read a book for fiction. I like technical reports and stuff like that. Is more what I read, so I never have been one to sit down and do that. But the few times that I have, I tend to catch myself doing that.
All right, that's something you can look forward to. When you're no longer working hard for a living, that day will come. I didn't think mine would ever get here, but, a few years ago it got here. I think I can speak for most folks who have retired. You wonder what you did before you were working and could only be home a few hours in a day, you know, minus the hours that you were sleeping. You were only conscious a few hours at home. And now you've got all of this time. What are you doing? What are you doing with yourself? Things do slow down. There's a spiral, you know. You're all wound up just to, when you retire. I have a friend of mine who just retired in like last month. And he, oh my goodness, a real dynamo, a real, you know, just full of energy that he gave to his work. And then all of a sudden, things just don't stop all of a sudden. Your mind keeps going and your desire to accomplish keeps going, you know. So retirement is you know, you're only going to have one. Or that's wrong. No, you could have more than one retirement. People get bored with their retirement, go back into part-time work, perhaps, and then on a throw, they retire again. It's all kinds of things like that. But anyway, the focus, especially now, as I hear it on the radio every weekend, is retirement planning, the financial side. Now, that's kind of important. Well, it's very important to provide for yourself and your immediate family when you're no longer receiving a paycheck. I mean, that's a big reality check, believe me. But if your planning is right and you've you really need some help with that, with a retirement planner, but you know, this is not a commercial. But you also need to plan your time and how you spend it and what you get from that, the reward, because it's not going to be a paycheck, as I've said, no paycheck. But the rewards can be greater than a paycheck. Time freed up to travel, time freed up to visit. If that's something you've always wanted to do, just hop in the car and we've got a really big community here, you know. And there are people who would welcome you, ham to ham, you know. People who would welcome just because you're a ham, and they don't know much of anything else about you. I've been in that situation, and it's remarkable. And I've spoken frankly with people that I visited for the first time I've laid eyes on them, right? And I've talked to them on the radio for years. And to have a frank conversation about, you know, what were you expecting? What did my voice sound like? Am I kind of, you know, what you expected? And it's all over the map, so... But those are the kind of thoughts that occur to you. This hobby is made up of lots of things you can't anticipate. You can't anticipate what your reward is going to be. But it's all good. I'll say that for sure. That I have experienced anyway. It's all good. What do you say? KK4JBQ.
This hobby, so I can't say anything bad about it. I've met a lot of great people throughout the few years I've been in it. Some like you that I have never met face to face, but talk to on a regular basis on the radio. And then there's some that we talk on a regular basis and we try to meet face to face as a group, like the morning crew that we talk each other into work. We'll try to meet up, you know, once a year or so, and just put eyeballs on one another or do things together. So I've gotten a lot out of the hobby. And then, you know, Mr. Gary and Miss Joy love just going by and sitting and talking with them, sitting down and just having a chat face-to-face. So I have found a lot of hobby so far.
But the joy is there. All you have to do is, you know, find a way to tap into it, for sure. So, before I leave, I'd like to discuss one other thing. And this, it's a good time to do that, to kind of slip this in. You've heard the argument, I'm sure, that people say, who are not hams and just have had no leaning toward that, doesn't know anybody who can fill them in, you know, on the hobby. But if you get into a conversation, the first thing you're going to hear is, why do I need to speak on a radio? Why do I need to do that? If I wanted to call somebody, this phone can call anywhere in the world. And, you know, what is being overlooked there? I just have not heard anybody say this with clarity. What's being overlooked is that you know who you're calling. You gotta know a number, a complicated number if it's overseas, right? And you know exactly who they are. Maybe you can recall their face. You've met them before, perhaps, you know, unless it's a family member that you've never seen. And that's possible, I suppose. But on rare occurrences, rare times, these would be somebody that you haven't ever talked to before. Because, well, think of it this way. If the phone rings and I don't recognize the number, it's not tied to information that's already in my in the phone book in the phone, you see. And it doesn't announce who it is. And I can say, oh, well, that's Patrick. So I'm going to answer the phone. But if it rings and it's a number I'm not familiar with, I can't remember numbers. So I've connected it with a name, as I said. So if I get a phone call that's not attached to somebody I've already spoken to, I just let it ring. I never return that call. A lot of people do that. Especially these days when spam is all over the telephone as well as other places. So here it is, the difference. Amateur radio, you make a CQ, or in other words, calling anybody who is hearing me. I want to talk to you. That's the difference. And we have certain things in common, certain interests in common, certain experiences in common, perhaps. And so there's a relationship, or at least the beginning of one. And a CUSO is something it's fascinating, especially if it's, you know, out of state, out of country, other side of the world. So what's not exciting about that? And how does it, I'm sorry, I just get, you know, overdriven sometimes. And how does that even compare in any way to making a phone call? What do you think? KK4JBQ.
I think that's what scares a lot of people, is that unknown. That's why they're afraid to push that little PTT there on the side of the mic and throw their call sign out, because we're so used to only talking to somebody that we know in our society nowadays. When you walk by somebody, most people don't even speak. You know, when I grew up, it was customary, if you made eye contact with somebody, you said hello, or at least acknowledged them with the head nod, and, you know, and moved on. You didn't have to have a full conversation, but you at least spoke to someone.
I know what you mean. I think I can remember. I observed my dad doing that, and it seemed cold to me. I was a child, and I didn't know about grown-up ways. The acknowledgement of, you know, nod the head, or, you know, some other gesture that indicated, oh, yeah, I heard what you said, and yes, you got the right person. And if you were thinking it was that guy next to me, no, it's me that you were talking to. My dad was not very comfortable in groups. He wasn't. He was a very strong character who had an opinion. If you could drag it out of him, he cared whether you agree with him or not. He kept, you know,
poking around to see if maybe you had another idea. I don't know. He's not around anymore. He left us some years ago, but I don't really know whether he was looking for a conversation. I think maybe he was he was curious about what other people thought, but I can't be sure. And so if he wasn't looking for a conversation, he was looking for an argument. And he could be that way. Anyhow, if you're talking to someone about this hobby, make that point. Make the point that it is, you can, and you will, in time, make an assumption. You could be proven wrong, but let's just make the assumption that you're going to like that person because of this hobby that you have in common. It attracts good people, fine people. I'm talking about every one of you who are listening and others who aren't listening right now. In my experience, hams are some of the best people I've come across on the planet. And, well, I guess that's enough said. Patrick, thank you again for calling two nights in a row, calling the net, and I appreciate you being there. I agree that it's a fine thing to do. It's an enjoyable thing to do. But still, it takes stepping up, and you've done that. Thank you so much. Everyone, have a good night. Get yourself some good rest. KK4. Oh, by the way, before I leave, tomorrow is Donna's birthday. In case anyone wants to send some good vibes, I'm not going to mention numbers, but tomorrow's her birthday. KK4JBQ. I'm clear.